Let's continue in the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. We are on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're up to the seventh line from the top. Ulevatar Isura Lomatzi Miftile. Ulevatar Isura Lomatzi Miftile. We are here in the middle of the Sugya. We just established, or we just explained, the Gemara just explained to us why in the middle of the sixth hour, right, a person cannot be mevatel the chametz. It's too late to do bitul. You have to do it before the beginning of the sixth hour. Although from the beginning of the sixth hour until the end of the sixth hour, it's only a isur derabanan, not to have the chametz. That's the additional hour that they added to Chatzot as a geder. Even though it's only midrabanan, so does that make it like you cannot be mevatel because it's considered like it's not mamon, not your mamon? The answer is yes. As the Gemara says from the top, let's read it quickly. Venivatle beshit, why can't you be mevatel from the sixth hour? Kivan di isur derabanan ilave, since there is a isur derabanan on the chametz, Kedeoraita damya, it has the same issue as the oraita velav birshute kaima velo matzi miftil. It's not considered in your reshut anymore, and you cannot be mevatel. And the proof the Gemara gave is from Rav Gid al Amar, Rav Chiya bar Rav Yosef Amarav, hamikadesh mishesh shaot ulemala. Even if a person is mikadesh from the beginning of the sixth hour, or according to Tosfot, from the end of the sixth hour, but with chametz derabanan, afilu bechite kutnaita, which is chametz noksha, chametz derabanan, en choshishim lekidushin. The kiddushim are not valid, which means that we see from here that even though it's only a isur derabanan, it doesn't have a monetary value, and therefore you can't be mekadesh leinyanenu. If it doesn't have monetary value, you can't be mevatel. It's not yours to be mevatel anymore. So that's why you have to do the bitul beforehand. So now the Gemara is going to ask on that. The Gemara says, "Ulebatar isura lo matzi miftil." Is that true that after the time the isur of isur begins, you can't be mevatel the chametz? But we have a braita that seems to contradict that. Vehatanya, but we learned in a braita, haya yoshev bebet hamidrash. Let's enjoy this scenario of the braita. Let's take it in. It's interesting. Haya yoshev bebet hamidrash. He's sitting and learning in the bet midrash on erev Pesach. Venizkar sheyesh chametz betoch beto. And all of a sudden it hits him, and it hits him hard, that there is chametz in his house. Oh my goodness. If there is ever a need for an OMG right there, right? Nizkar sheyesh chametz beto. What do you do? Don't panic. Remember, Sichat Musar, Parashat Kitisa. No panicking. Don't panic. Mevatlo belibo. You have to immediately nullify it in your heart. Echad Shabbat ve'echad Yom Tov. Whether it is on Shabbat or if it is on Yom Tov. Now those last few words, Echad Shabbat ve'echad Yom Tov, are very key to our understanding of the Gemara here. Because we're trying to prove that even after the time of Isur, you could still be Mevatel. And the Gemara is going to prove it from the words Echad Shabbat ve'echad Yom Tov. So now, the words Echad Shabbat, we can explain. We can explain to the way it's going to be this year. Bishlama Shabbat. I understand the case of Shabbat. Mashkachatla, it can be found in a case, it can happen, kegon shechal arba'a sal yod b'Shabbat. That like this year, that the 14th of Nisan falls on Shabbat. So in other words, this that the Braita says you can be mevatel, we could still be talking about what? Before the time of Isur. Which means, before 1144, this year, on Shabbat, Erev Pesach, we said 1144 is going to be the last minute for the Isur of Chametz, not eating, but of having Chametz. So by 11:44, you could still be mevatel, even though it's Shabbat, no problem. But the problem is the last words of the Braita. Echad Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov. Now, what Yom Tov are we talking about? Obviously, Pesach. So, Ela Yom Tov batarisurahu. But Yom Tov is already way past the time of Isur. And yet the Braita is saying that this Matmid, who's sitting in the Bet Midrash, who all of a sudden remembers the picture of the bagel that's lying around in a corner in his house, hits him in his head, and now he doesn't know what to do. And the Braita says, Mevatlo beribo, Echad Yom Tov, even though it's already Yom Tov. So you see, he could be mevatel even after Zman Isuro, ! How's the Gemara going to get out of this one? Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov. Avacha Bar Yaakov says, and I have an idea. This is how we can explain the Braita. Hacha betalmid yoshev lifnei rabo askinan. We're talking about a Talmid who's not just in the Beit HaMidrash, he's sitting in front of his Rav and he's learning. And I assume that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is not talking about Zoom. Yoshev Lifnei Rabbo means mamash live in front of his Rav, for the reason that we will see. But Talmid Yoshev Lifnei Rabbo Askinan, he's sitting in front of his Rav. Venizkar sheyesh isa megulgelet betoch beto. What he remembered, what the Braita means when it says "Venizkar sheyesh chametz v'toch beto," in regards to the Yom Tov case, the scenario is that he remembers that there is dough that is megulgal, that was rolled in his house. It didn't become chametz yet, but umityare shema tachmitz. But he's scared. I won't be able to make it home within 18 minutes. Maybe 18 minutes are going to pass, and that dough is going to rise, and it's going to become chametz. You know, you could roll dough on Yom Tov. It's ochel nefesh. You want to make matzot on Yom Tov. I know we don't do that today. I understand. We're scared of any such, you know, allowance that people should start making matzot on Yom Tov. Oh, that would be a big problem. Achshash of chametz, right? So we don't do that today. But essentially, it used to be done. When people were healthy-minded, they were able to be to making dough quickly on Yom Tov and making matzot. So nizkar sheyesh lo isa megulgelet betoch beto umityare shema tachmitz, and he's scared maybe it's going to become chametz. So what is the Braita saying that he should do? Kadim umiftilei mikamei de tachmitz. He should hurry in his mind right there in the Bet Midrash while sitting in front of his Rebbe, be mevatel it in his heart, that dough which is not chametz yet. So since it's not chametz, it's still his, right? It's still his. He's able to be mevatel. Let him be mevatel that piece of dough that is megulgal in his home before it has a chance to be machmitz. That's the scenario that the Braita is talking about. And then the Gemara ends it off with the following. Deikanami. Deikanami always means this pirush fits into the words of the Braita. What did the Braita say? The Ketani, it states, Haya Yoshev Betoch Bet HaMidrash. He was sitting in the Bet HaMidrash. Oh, Shma Mina. From here we see that that's the case. The way we explained it, the way Rav Acha Bar Yaakov explained, that it was Isa Megulgelet Betoch Beto, and the only way for him to be Metaken is by what? Is by being mevatel in his heart. Now Rashi is going to explain to us, before we take any questions here, I see quite a few hands raised. Let's first read Rashi, digest it a little bit. Let's see Rashi. Isa megulgelet. Shelo ichmitza. Right? Dough that was rolled and did not become chametz. Here are the key words. Umipene emat kvod rabo. And because of the fear of the kavod of his rav, en yachol lakum velelech vele'efota. He doesn't have the option of getting up from his seat, excusing himself, and going to bake it. Let's say he lives next door. All right, let's make an easy scenario. His house is next door to the Bet Midrash where he's sitting in front of his Rav and learning. So now, the moment he remembers that there is Isa Megulgelet in his house, he can just run next door and put it into the oven before it becomes chametz. That's an option. What's stopping him? What's stopping him is Haya Yoshev Lifnei Rabbo. That's why I told you, you can't be talking about Zoom. By Zoom, just like we see, you could just blank out your square. He doesn't know if you're there, you're not there, and you go. There's no Emat Rabbo. On Zoom, I don't know what kind of Emat Rabbo there is, right? But when you're sitting in front, live, like we hope, Ezrat Hashem, very soon, we can do. So then there's Emat Rabbo, right? So Mimela, en yachol lakum velelech vele'efotai, he cannot get up to go and to bake it. So what's his only option? I'll come to you very soon, Shachal. Let me just continue the flow here in Rashi. Dekadim umevatele. Next Rashi, belibo. He should preempt the advent of becoming chametz by what? By being mevatel. De'adayin hi birshuto. Rashi says, it's still in your ownership. Shelo ne'esra alav. It didn't become asur yet. It's still just a piece of dough that didn't become chametz. So the Gemara says, this Pirush of Rav Acha bar Yaakov is meduyak in the words of the Braita. What's the Deikanami? De'adayin lo ichmitza. Rashi says, it's mashma from the words of the Braita that we're talking about what? We're talking about something that did not become chametz yet. How do we see? Diktani, because it states, Haya Yoshev bebet HaMidrash. The Braita is giving us a case. He was sitting in the Bet HaMidrash. Oh, so you know what that gives to mind? Demashma mipene she'en yachol lakum velelech misham hu mevatla belibo. Mashma, that the only reason that's holding him back and that he has no other choice but doing bitul balev is because he can't get up. Chazal look into their mind and they say, what possibility, what scenario could there be that a person is held back and cannot get up? Has to be Yoshev Bebet HaMidrash. Abutai, this is a wonderful Musar in this Gemara over here. The Gemara is saying the only thing that ties you to the chair is Bet HaMidrash. There's some people, that's the opposite. You're sitting in the Bet HaMidrash, it's like you have a spring under your seat to get up every second, here to get coffee, here to get candy, here to get a tea, or to go to here and go there. But in the Gemaras, as far as the Gemara is concerned, when we need to think of a case where eno yachol lakum, where he cannot get up, that's why it said, Haya Yoshev Bebet HaMidrash. Yoshev Bebet HaMidrash, you're glued to your seat because of Emat Rabo. So therefore, ve'i bechametz gamur. So now, if it would be chametz gamur, if we're talking about something that already was chametz, which is the simple way we thought when we read the words, v'nizkar sheyesh chametz betoch beto, sounds like something already is chametz. If it really meant something that was already chametz, lama li yoshev bebet hamidrash? Why do you have to tell me a whole scenario? He's sitting in the bet hamidrash. Why? Lama li yoshev bebet hamidrash? Afilu imaya panui. Even if, let's say, you were not in the bet hamidrash, you were not in front of the Rebbe, you were free, like a bird. Ma biyato la'asot yoter. What else would you be able to do other than to be mevatel balev? There's nothing to do. Hashbata balev zeu biuro. The hashbata balev, the bitul balev, that is the only biur. So the question is, if you'll be talking about chametz gamur, why can't you tell me he's by the gas station or he's by an yodama, wherever he is? Aya panui, finished. Why do you have to give me the scenario of a case where he cannot get up, which is Yoshev Bebet HaMidrash, Elavadai must be Kesheyesh Beyado Letaken Kai. Must be talking about that otherwise, if he was not Yoshev Bebet HaMidrash, there was something that he could do physically to take care of the situation. And what would that be? Ubeyado Le'efota. He could have put it into the oven, Imaya Panui, if he was free. Ho'il Velo Ichmitza Adayin. Since it's not chametz yet, must be it's talking about something that's not chametz yet, that other than if he was not, were it not for the fact that he's in the Bet HaMidrash, he would be able to take care of the situation by doing something, which is by putting it in the oven. So therefore, So we see from the words Haya Yoshev Bebet HaMidrash that it's talking about a piece of dough that did not become chametz yet. Umishum Yom Tov Nakat Yoshev Bebet HaMidrash. Now, only because of the case of Yom Tov, where it happened on Yom Tov, did it pick the case of Haya Yoshev Bebet HaMidrash. Because Ude Shabbat, the case of Echad Shabbat, if it happened on Shabbat, which is Erev Pesach, mitukma bechametz gabur. That you could explain in a case of mamash, a piece of chametz, u'be'arba'asar shechal yot b'Shabbat. So in other words, Rashi is telling us like this. It's an interesting thing. The scenario that is given in the Braita, v'nizkar sheyesh chametz betoch beto, has a dual meaning to it. There are two separate meanings to nizkar sheyesh lo chametz betoch beto, depending on echad b'Shabbat, or Echad beYom Tov. If you're talking about that it happened on Shabbat, so then you could explain the Nizkar sheyesh lo chametz betoch beto, chametz kipshuto. And it's talking about Shabbat of Erev Pesach. So then mevatlo beribo. The whole special beautiful case of Yoshev bebet HaMidrash and emat rabo alav, and he's not able to do anything about it, all that is because of the last words of Echad beYom Tov. If it happens on Yom Tov, then you must explain that it's talking about something that did not become chametz yet. It's isa megulgelet betoch beto v'yaresh et achmitz. Because of that, the Braita gives the scenario of Haya Yoshev bebet HaMidrash. Haya Yoshev bebet HaMidrash. He can't get up to put it into the oven. So therefore, the only option that he has is to be mevatel. To be mevatel, he can, because it's still not chametz. It's not asur yet.